problem I have is the last bullet point. I'm trying to figure out what the heck that means.
Well, we talked about environmental capacities quite a bit in the context of the cruise ships. So in order for us to kind of identify that, here's a good place to start. That there are certain environmental capacities, including water quality, air quality, marine life and habitat, noise pollution, and light pollution. Those are all kind of harbor health-related capacities. That's why I put them there.
We just don't know what the capacities are.
Not yet. Nope. Yep.
Could you say the environmental capacity is at risk? Or the sensitive
limits? I think the idea of the capacities was to talk about there being limits. That, to me, was what was in mind when we started using the phrase capacities. There's a capacity which is a limit. So maybe we could get the word limits in there somehow. The harbors, apostrophe S, harbors, environmental capacities include limits that cannot be exceeded for water quality, air quality, marine life, habitat, noise pollution, and light pollution. I think that's what you're trying to get at there, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure I would have used the term limits, but I would say, like, there are environmental capacities. They're related to water quality, air quality, marine life, and habitat, noise pollution, and light pollution. Yeah. At this point, we don't know what those capacities are.
Right, no one's tested them.
Yep.
We want to acknowledge that they exist.
Yeah. In the fourth thing, does the state actually test the water here for quality and thereby limit commercial harvesting? Because I know they sample a lot of things and look at various harbors by the characteristics of that harbor and then apply it across the state.
For shellfish, they do not in this area. It's been closed for 40 years. And they've never tried to retest it. There's been no interest or drive behind it. As far as commercial shellfish harvesting, there's no harvesters in the area, so they've never really checked, actually.
Would it be worth anybody asking them to test it? Do you think?
How about the goal that says regularly request water quality testing from the Maine Department of Marine Resources to determine whether shellfish harvesting can be allowed?
I think that covers it.
We did talk about it. I remember.
Yeah. It does impact the ecological habitats, the fish and wildlife, swimming, commercial, recreation, fishing. I mean, it should be done. I mean,
they do test the water once a week in season for Sandy Beach. The state comes and tests that.
Oh, they do.
Yep.
Once I test
week.
It.
No,
I do that.
Matthew tests it.
Maine Healthy Beaches.
And that's testing.
That's for swimming.
For safety
swimming.
For humans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's been no push.
Right.
There's been no call for people from people to say, you know, I'd like to have a
for shellfish. No.
I'd like
for
to
swimming,
harvest.
Yes,
I'd like to
shellfish.
Have an oyster farm.
Yeah. I mean, the DMR is not going to put their time into something unless there's a need for commercial fishermen.
But what we're saying here, and what Noel has written, is actually being that call, suggesting that the commission be that call, that and the city keep asking for testing, which opens up possibilities if the harbor is healthier than it was 40 years ago.
Yeah. Now, is testing at Sandy Beach, is that a realistic proxy for the water quality of the harbor, or is there different currents that impact that?
Yeah, you would want to test it specific to a shellfish bed. So if you were looking in a different area of the harbor, you'd want to test that area. You wouldn't want to test Sandy Beach unless you're trying to collect shellfish from Sandy Beach.
I'll preface this by saying I have not a clue what I'm talking about. But I think there's two different kinds of shellfish testing. There's the kind that we're talking about, you know, when somebody's harvesting clams, they don't test the water, they test the sand, the mud. That's not water testing. But if we're talking about aquaculture, where we're talking about mussels or oysters hanging off of rafts, then they test the water rather than the mud. And we have to see, you know, I don't know that we have to be too specific, but when we talk about shellfish testing, there's two different kinds.
I don't think they test the mud for shellfish, or at least they apply the water testing to shellfish grounds.
what if we suggested simply, I mean, it's a chicken and egg thing. If they don't test when nobody asks, and nobody asks because it's been almost half a century, it seems to me that's like a situation designed to remain thus forever. But if someone were to say, if those shellfish beds were found to be in great health, you know, there's an opportunity there for people that, who aren't looking for it right now, simply because for 40 years there's never been an opportunity. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What you were saying earlier about maybe it's someone's job to actually find out, rather than just rely upon 40 years of closure.
But David, my only thought about that is we are getting into the minutiae, and since, as Matthew said, there has been no request, are we creating a situation?
I mean, I don't know, maybe there has
well,
been.
Well, but are we going to try to answer questions that no one has asked yet?
What we're going to do is ask the question that no one has asked yet.
Well, I understand that,
yeah.
But it just seems as if we're asking questions that if a bed hasn't been used for 40 years, maybe they're...
Well, it hasn't been used for 40 years because no one's tested it.
Or there's no interest.
There's no compulsion if we ask for it to be tested. There's no compulsion on anybody to use it and follow up on it.
This could be a very long meeting.
But it would be somewhat interesting to at least suggest that we have it tested.
Well, all this discussion is, I mean, the whole thing is replete with mentions that we want to protect our water quality, we want to protect the air quality, we want to protect fish, we want to protect natural habitats.
But we seem to be oddly unwilling to find out what the condition of the water in a certain part is.
We have to, if we're going to say we want to protect the health of the water, the purity of the water, then we have to test it, otherwise...
Well, this is what I'm saying.
I know, we're agreeing.
Oh, we are? I'm awfully sorry.
How about, wouldn't it be a pretty simple thing to call Department of Marine Resources and say, hey, you guys come down and test this?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, well, the first recommended action covers,
yeah,
I think.
Well,
to an extent,
and except again, unless we say why we're saying this, it's easy for it just to be overlooked. For the potential of reopening shellfish beds. Now that you put language like that in, it doesn't commit anyone to anything, but it sure makes clear why it's an idea.
Well, it's pretty much in there, isn't it?
All it says
request
is
water quality testing to determine whether shellfish harvesting can be allowed.
Where does it say that?
Is that what we want?
Yeah, but it's more than shellfish. We want to make sure that the harbor's waters are clean. And
well, how about,
you know, I wouldn't mind testing them after every cruise ship comes in to see if the sodium dioxide.
How about we do this? Let's agree on the goal, and then we talk about actions. To make sure we get them all covered.
You know,
because
you're right.
Fairly comprehensive.
It is in there.
Yeah.
And I've just overlooked it.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
Where are you looking at?
It's on page 4.
It's the fifth.
And it's the fourth one up from the bottom.
Number 5, yeah.
So I apologize. It's I was a bit slack there.
Don't let it happen.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. We're doing well tonight.
Where is the closest shellfish harvesting?
I don't know.
Owl's Head.
Owl's Head, really?
Yeah. And there's one small one up in Northport.
Okay.
Well, we have a vinyl head in Port.
St. George.
Well, Owl's Head's pretty close.
St. George, yeah.
So Owl's
Head.
Yeah, by
a favorite group of fish. So it's already in there. So if I get the time, I just wasted.
It's all right.
There's a section in there, I know it says shellfish harvesting. Do we want to add anything about aquaculture in any of that? Testing for aquaculture suitabilities.
I think we do.
Shellfish harvesting and aquaculture. Or just aquaculture in general. Does aquaculture cover all of it?
No. I mean, shellfish harvesting can be just natural, whatever's there.
Okay. As opposed to farming it, yeah.
I mean, because you can farm things like mussels in Rockland, but you can't harvest them here, oddly enough. You have to take them someplace like St. George, leave them there for a year before you can harvest them, I think. But it's you can't, so it really doesn't make sense to grow things here.
So if in that fourth paragraph up, we said whether shellfish harvesting and aquaculture can be allowed.
Sure. Got it.
Thanks.
Ron.
Just a little factoid was that They do that water testing. It's usually a two-year process. They want to see the season's turn and whether it's Class A, Class or Class SA, SB, or SC, which I assume we're talking about SC right now, the least.
Oh, well, we're not talking anything like that, that's, really.
So anyway, that's the thing, is to get your class water class up to one that's okay with the aquaculturists.
Yeah, and the only way to do this is to request testing, just like we recommend in our plan. Yeah.
All right, how about we agree on the goal? Does the goal, the environmental quality of the harbor, supports healthy natural resources, ecological functions, habitats, and sustainable human use, make sense to everybody?
Yes. Pretty broad. Yeah.
Perfect. The broad. All right. And then the objectives, preserve, and preserve, protect, maintain, and wherever possible, improve the quality of the harbor's natural resources. Good?
Good.
And decision-making is informed by science-based information, collaboration, and best practices.
What about strongly held beliefs?
It's up to you guys.
Depends how you identify.
Is it science-based strongly held beliefs?
Yes. Well, tea leaf reading.
Yeah. Science-based, I guess. All right. Anything else under any other objectives? Good. Okay. So the first action item under that is to identify partners for collaboration in harbor health, knowledge, opportunities, and threats. So it should be in harbor health, knowledge. So we talked about this idea of having collaborative efforts where we start to work with other partners to provide that science-based knowledge on the harbor.
The town of Owl's Head, should they be included in there if we're looking for partners?
That's a good idea.
We want people that know things.
Cover your microphone.
How about, could we say adjacent communities?
That's great, thank you.
I'm not sure you want to limit it to adjacent communities. I mean, there are institutes that are studying the whole Gulf of Maine and the
But they would be considered partners, right?
Yeah, like a partner. Yeah.
Partners and adjacent communities.
I would say identify partners, e.g.
Because North Coast School of Technologies.
I would use them as an example.
They're examples.
Yeah.
It could be a monstrous list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we don't need to be comprehensive in the list. It's just an example.
Yeah, because it means them and everything
that
else.
That takes away flexibility from you guys to be able to figure out what the appropriate partners are.
We can do that in April.
Absolutely, yeah. That sounds like a great time.
Timeline is ongoing.
All right. Work with partners. Working with partners, prepare a state of the harbor report, which can serve as a baseline for harbor health and help focus areas that inform better decisions on municipal uses and regulation. So I just, at the end of that, adding a couple of what baseline data might include, could include. Movement of water, soils, habitat, species. So these are things that we talk about at one of our meetings when we were dealing with harbor health. And I actually added medium term to that.
Well, you can have the water testing there too, water and air testing.
It's a pretty big project. You know.
We won't assign it to you then.
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's
a lot to that statement.
So you're saying under baseline data could include movement of water, soils, habitat, water quality, and air quality?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're definitely leaving it as a could, not a should.
Right.
Yeah. What I was trying to really capture is, we've talked a lot about this, is there's a bunch of things, we've had back and forth discussions about harbor health, but one thing that came out of that discussion was, boy, we really just need what somebody called the State of the Harbor Report. And so this action item is to reflect that State of the Harbor Report, which basically gives you the baseline of what you're building from, either one way or the other. Everything's great, we need to protect it, or boy, this aspect of the State of the Harbor needs some work. Let's focus on that.
Should we have that prepare and publish a State of the Harbor report somehow, so it's not just sort of a report that sits on a shelf someplace?
It's up to you guys. in my mind, prepare assumes publish, but it may not in other people's minds.
A lot of things are prepared and aren't published. Yeah. You're a consultant, you know that.
Yeah. Everything I do is published. Just kidding. All right, how do people feel? Prepare and publish?
Sure, why not?
All right, perfect. Medium term seem legitimate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Prioritize projects that improve?
Improve, yeah.
Stormwater separation?
That's going on right now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Good.
That's sort of ongoing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monitor the municipal wastewater treatment in accordance with best available technology and the highest standards in of operation and maintenance. Probably what you do anyway, but
that is exactly what Matt does, isn't
yep.
it?
That is
ongoing.
What I do. Yep.
Explore tools to help monitor and protect as needed the environmental capacity of Rockland Harbor. What is that? Ongoing?
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to try to rephrase the whole environmental capacity thing, but I might move that bullet up to the top of key findings and make it more broad. Like, the harbor's environment includes water quality, air quality, marine life and habitat, noise pollution, and light pollution, which have limited capacities, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll work on that.
I like that idea.
Which sets this up, the conversation that we're having now.
It does. It would.
All right. Regularly request water quality and or soils testing from the Marine Department of Marine Resources to determine whether shellfish harvesting and aquaculture can be allowed.
That's like bother them until they do it?
Yep.
We just keep asking them regularly?
I think that could be like a starting short term.
Right? Can we put the word pester in something like that?
Yeah. If you want.
They have an office here, so.
Weekly pester. The next ones I highlighted, I think we talked about these things, and I just wanted to confirm that these are things that are, they're sort of ancillary to the harbor, but also very important to the harbor, if you think about them. But explore regulatory limits or bans on pesticide use. Something we want to recommend probably is we've talked about this, so I just want to confirm that's something we want to actually put in the plan.
That's not in state or federal regulations at this point?
The state has some rules, but it isn't, as could be one of those things, it's not as specific as what Rockland might want.
Well, we have home rules, so we can make it as strict as we want.
Yep. Good.
I can't see any harm in saying that.
So in terms of timeline, is that a medium term, short term, long term?
Short term. It should be
short term. And then continue
to... I would say that because we're going to pass one this year.
We're good. Okay.
Ban on styrofoam?
Well, the pesticide.
Oh, okay.
We've already passed styrofoam food.
The next one is continue support of regulations limiting the use of plastic bags and styrofoam food containers.
And other non-biodegradable containers?
This one is because you already have it, so you want to continue to have it, even though the bag one is redundant. But
okay.
And I put city council here, even though I think we talked about last time taking city council out, but it's really got to be sort of where it is. That's kind of ongoing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is harbor water quality... is improved in reading. This is more of an action item. But.
Again, it's just words.
Yep.
Styrofoam is a brand name for extruded
polystyrenes.
So do we need to
spell out
the generic?
I'll make the generic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's actually caused problems in other municipal regulations in other communities. They got letters from manufacturers.
Oh, really? As far as abbreviations, you have CC as City Council, and you don't have City Council.
We want to be regulated.
Yeah, I have no
parking committee. So I think it's supposed to be City Council. There's no parking committee on this.
So I need to go back through all the abbreviations because we've changed them as we've gone, and I just haven't fixed the key. Actually, early on it had city council, and then we took it out, and now I need to add it back in for this one. So, yeah, thank you.
This is a question for the group. Once we gather all this material on where things are in the harbor and the harbor health, would it be appropriate for the city to maintain a map of where all those, you know, where the eelgrass beds are or where the shellfish areas are? Is that something we're looking forward, you know, to the city to do, which would help us protect those areas that we want to protect?
I think people would be more, if they know where things are, they'd be more interested in being involved in supporting that protection.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a tool that we want to see included in the future?
I think it would be really helpful, because looking at the maps, when you're not a boat person, looking at the maps makes it so much clearer and more real. And then if Matt takes you around on his boat for a little ride, you really get to see it all. Mm-hmm.
So would you want to put it in explore tools, including maps, to help monitor and protect?
I would maybe just, can you, maybe should that just be an action item of itself, like create and maintain accurate mapping of harbor habitat?
Mm-hmm. Is that part of the state of the harbor report? Because you need that information to do this report, right? So.
Yep. Should be both, maybe. Like, are you talking about maybe having it available on the website, or?
Well, I mean, if you've got a good map that's updated on a regular basis, who's going to do that? Whoever we hire to do all this other stuff.
It's all the consultant.
I mean, who's going to do all this? Start off with. But I mean, as we develop all this material, as we develop the concept of a baseline, that's, you know, a baseline is where you start. That means you have to, on a regular basis, make sure it either meets that or improves it. And you need tools to do that. So it seems to me, if we keep tabs on eelgrass beds and they're growing, we know that things are doing better. If we look at it in 5 years and say it's shrinking.
So just for a basic, it would be something someone that the city would hire to do it.
Yeah. Or, you know, that's.
But it could also be, you know, like a Friends of Casco Bay kind of organization that takes that on as a project.
Yeah, but I sort of see it, and this is where Matt comes in, is he becomes the maintainer of all of this different information and puts it in one place that people can see it. That's the great thing about, like, GIS, is you could just lay on all these different layers, an eelgrass bed layer or a polluted water area, whatever it's going to be. And it's just a matter of maintaining that on a regular basis.
So the GIS stuff is, the way I would describe it, to make it easy, is maybe it's create and maintain accurate mapping of harbor habitat using easily accessible data and local information when available.
You've been busy in the background, haven't you? Yeah. We've been chattering on.
But the GIS stuff is all this stuff that we have in our stuff is the easily accessible data. And that's the baseline. That's the starting point for understanding what you have. And then you can supplement that with more localized information. But sometimes it's better just to have that. It's good to start with that higher level stuff because it's easy to maintain and it doesn't overwhelm staff. And sometimes the localized data isn't compatible, so it takes a little more time. So if I think you're trying to build both a little bit. So maybe if we describe it that way. And I put Harbor Master in ongoing.
You're talking about the Friends of Casco Bay. I wonder if we should consider having Friends of Rockland Harbor.
Or Friends of Penobscot Bay.
Well, we don't want to have too many friends.
Any other?
I don't know what they do.